That's why, parents, we don't have to worry about our children. They've been framed. They may get off course, but sooner or later, they'll bump into the frame. They may run with the wrong crowd, but the frame is up. They can't go too far to miss their destiny. They're going to bump into it again and again until they finally say, "I'm tired of fighting. God, I'm going to let you have your way. I'm going to honor you with my life." Some of you, because you had a praying mother, a praying grandmother, relatives who honored God, you might as well give up. You don't have a chance. Your frame is set. You're going to keep bumping into it until God gets you to where you're supposed to be. I know a mother who was so concerned about her son. He was making poor choices, and she tried to convince him to quit running with the wrong crowd and come to church. He just wouldn't do it. He ended up in jail. One Sunday morning, he was watching television in the common area. Another inmate came in and wanted to watch something different. They started arguing and ended up in a struggle for the remote control, trying to get it out of each other's hands. About that time, a huge inmate, who looked like a professional football player, walked in. 6'6", with muscles bulging out of his shirt, he grabbed the remote control and said, "Give me that thing. I'll decide what we're going to watch." He started flipping through the channels and came across our program. He said, "We're going to watch Joel today." The other two inmates got up to leave. He grabbed the one young man by the shirt, pulled him back down, and said, "Sit down. You're going to watch with me." What happened? He bumped into the frame. A really big frame, I might add. Parents, God has the right people not only lined up for you, but for your children, for your grandchildren. Quit worrying about them and start thanking God for the frame. Don't ever go around telling your friends how your children are so off course, they're never going to do what's right. No, zip that up and get in agreement with God. "Lord, I want to thank you that my children have been framed. I've committed them into your hands. Lord, you said the seed of the righteous will be mighty in the land." As the inmate was watching the program with this 6'6" inmate making sure he watched, he began to feel God's presence. He started weeping. Right there in the jail, that big inmate led him to Christ. Now I see this young man at our services all the time, sitting next to his mother. You may not see how it can happen. That's not your job. Your job is to stay in peace, knowing that your children have been framed. Your prayers are activating God's power. When you pray, just imagine the frame is getting smaller. The boundaries are getting tighter. God won't let them go as far as they used to. He will make them uncomfortable in compromising situations. He won't let them enjoy doing wrong as they did before. God knows how to tighten the frame. When I was 19 years old, I was driving home from a ball game late at night. There was nobody on the freeway. I had a sports car. The fastest I had driven it was about 75 miles an hour. I thought this would be a great time to see how fast this car will really go. It was 1 o'clock in the morning, 5 lanes of freeway in front of me. I was on the top of a big bridge. I could see about 2 miles down the road. There was hardly anybody on the road, just a car or two here and there. So I put the pedal to the floor and took off going very fast. I'm not going to tell you how fast because my mother is going to hear this. But I was flying down the highway, feeling so cool. I looked over and there was a car right next to me. I thought, I can't believe it. He wants to race. He can't race me. He's got a piece of junk. So I pushed the gas pedal down even further, took off, shot ahead. When I looked over, there he was again. But this time when I looked, he was holding up his badge. I nearly went to heaven right then and there. My heart stopped. I looked back over. He mouthed the words, "Slow down." I drove 30 miles an hour the rest of the way home. Parents, God has a frame around your children. Even when they do dumb things, they can't get out of the frame. God will always have the right person, whether it's Abigail, a 6'6" inmate, or an off-duty police officer going down the freeway at 1 in the morning. We can't get out of the frame.